So y'all, I have gathered us all here over the phone for emergency conference because I was scrolling down my news feed, you know, with the normal amount of trepidation, and was just not prepared for what I saw posted. Alex Lewis, one of my Detroit connection friends, internet cousin. And it was, all I see was this, you know, pleasantly smiling brown face. A girl.
Beautiful.
She has her hair slicked back up into a ponytail. And she's wearing a t-shirt that almost perfectly matches her skin tone, her mocha chocolate skin tone. And as she's pulling up her shirt, and I'm like, what's happening here? And why does this look like it's from 2008? Like, I even had that initial reaction was that this was something from, like, 2008. I don't know why 2008, but it just felt like 2008.
That jersey shirt. Oh, my God. No one wears those anymore.
Very American apparel.
Everything. I was just like, oh, this is, like, what is this old ad? Because I skipped over his caption, so I didn't even really, like, read it, and then it's like pan down, and I see that she's pulling off her shirt, her blackness, her skin, to reveal a white woman.
So you guys,
and who was this for, you may ask? It's for Dove.
Dove, yes,
problematic Dove.
And then I'm just like catching up the viewer or the listener. I emergency screenshotted it and then sent it to you both immediately.
Yeah, I was like at dinner with friends, so that was fun to see. So yeah, welcome, dear listeners, to the first emergency podcast episode. We are dialing in. Some of you may have seen it; it's kind of blown up. Dove released a super ignorant ad.
It's an impressively ignorant ad.
I just don't understand. I literally just don't understand. It takes so many people to make ads, even like simple social stuff. It takes so many people, so many fucking people, and no one. Like, no one thought, that could be problematic.
Right. I mean,
we have a big history of this in our country. So,
like, when you look at something like this, it's just, like, first of all, it's a really shitty version of a Michael Jackson music video. Apparently, the white woman then takes off her shirt and becomes an Asian woman. Doesn't actually make it better. Just doesn't. And I think the original intention is that, like, the soap is good for anybody. But the problem is that if you aren't paying attention to advertising history ever, there is a pretty clear history of commercials for soap and toothpaste and laundry detergent, anything that has to do with cleaning dirt away from the body.
Yep.
Using blackness as a signifier of dirt. And what was it, in 2016, there was that, what country was that one from? There was the ad about, in China, in 2016, an ad came out for laundry detergent where a Chinese woman put a black man into a washing machine, and he comes out as, like, a light-skinned Chinese man. So it's, like,
ridiculous.
And even when that happened, people were like, I can't believe it. But it's like, you guys, I found a really good article, not to, like, get all super, like, history in depth, but I think it's kind of important to think about it when we look at this. The LA Times, Dexter Thomas wrote an article in 2016 when that ad came out, and he was like, yeah, it's a fucked up ad, but this is not the first time. And I was in the article, he talks about some pretty insane stuff. So, have you guys ever heard of Darlie toothpaste?
No, what's that?
Okay, well, guess what? It used to be called Starkey toothpaste until the 1980s. And he's got like a black-faced man with a little, you know, top hat on it. And the commercials show the L replacing the K. So you still know it's called Starkey. And they have like sponsorship deals with Snoopy and like all of those like
what?
What? So here's the craziest thing. It's Darlie, Darkey, whatever, is owned by Colgate. So like,
oh,
this is still a thing that it's very like this is not. This doesn't exist in a bubble, is basically what I'm trying to get at, right? Like, this, these sorts of ads have existed for a very long time. Americans started them. They've been picked up around the world for lots of reasons, lots of different colorist reasons. But it seems to be specific towards anything that has to do with cleaning. And, so, like you said, there's a lot of people involved in making any sort of ad. It's kind of crazy that nobody stopped and thought, oh, wait a second, I've seen some other shit. Hey, we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, and they tried to, their response, their very short apology was, an image we recently posted on Facebook missed the mark in representing women of color thoughtfully. We deeply regret the offense it caused. Like, all these, like, I hate these companies' non-apologies. Can y'all just say we fucked up?
Right. Sorry. Well, especially because Dove is kind of things that are on this path of, like, the real woman and, like, loving your body and your curly hair and,
Shonda Rhimes is a spokesperson, like, and yet here you are.
Right, and, like, everybody makes dumb mistakes. It happens. It's unfortunate. You need more black people in whatever, wherever, whoever made this. Evolve.
Yes, and one thing that needs to be called out for anyone who's listening to this is that half the time, models don't know exactly what they're modeling for, so no one in this ad really knows what they're, like, probably likely wasn't really briefed in on what the overall thing was going to be. Like, a lot of times, you hire a model, they show up on set, especially for something like this, like a social shoot where there's no, like, dialogue or anything. It's like... Mm-hmm.
They just do the thing and then they leave.
Yeah, they do the thing and then they go. They don't know, like, what, you know, the intent is.
Right.
And even if they did, it's like it's hard to make a paycheck as a model, so.
I blame with any of the people, the actors, as much as the blame lies directly on whoever's idea it was.
Who works with them? Because, like... Yeah, like, because, like, it's not like, oh, it was someone's idea that they had in a vacuum and then it got made. Like, a creative director had to approve it, an account person or two people, account people had to look at it, then they had to take it to the client. The client had to be like, yeah, sure. Upwards of 10 people.
Yeah, like, do we know for sure if it was agency or if this was one of those cases of, like...
I don't know. I don't have any info on that, but I feel like even if it was in-house, it's not like one person had the idea and then they went out and shot it that day. They had to run it past someone, and the fact that, like, none of the people involved in this, even if it was only, like, five of them, not five people had the good sense to be like, hey... this could be problematic, or this could be interpreted as, a blackness being used as shorthand for dirt, particularly because, like, it's Dove, like, that's what they're selling. If it was a completely different product, then maybe, but, like, if you're gonna sell body wash, and those are the images, what else are we supposed to conclude? The conclusion that, like, oh, because originally it was for, it was to show, like, oh, all different types of skin types can use it. That isn't the conclusion that people would immediately draw.
Right.
When you take off your shirt, you're shedding something. That's not, like,
right.
It would be comfortable for everyone. It's, like, literally you are taking away to become something else. And so...
Right.
Yeah, like, visually, any person would look at that like Stevie Wonder can look at that and be like, no.
Yeah, it's really bad. And I think what's unfortunate is the response thus far has been just as bad. I think there has to be a space to learn and grow from our mistakes and, like, an allowance of, like, okay, let's figure out how to fix it. But that is not what is happening. I can only hope that they'll learn from this, that a lot of other clients learn from this. I thought people were going to learn from that tiny laundry detergent commercial, but clearly not. So,
Part of my fear when things like this continue to happen is that, like, I don't even think it's, like, learning more than it's, like, deep down, maybe that's actually what people think. Do you know what I mean? Where, like, that sounds really horrible, but it's just, like, I feel like this has happened so many times, and this is something that is so clearly, like, on a basic level, like, it's our skin. Like, we're not, you can't wash it off. And so that maybe, like, subconsciously, somewhere in the deep, dark areas of people's minds, like, this is what really people think, that we are just, that we're kind of just dirty, you know?
Yeah.
And that makes me sad.
And that's why it didn't even register or something that was a problem to so many people.
Right. Like, and that's why it wasn't, like, a thing that anyone picked up on, because it just, oh, of course.
Right. So, I guess the question is, how do you not do this? Like, how do you move forward? How does this not keep happening? I don't know.
All I know is, I have no general industry answer for that, but I know myself, and I know if I had seen that, even if it wasn't a project that I was on, I would have been like, what the fuck?
maybe
there's someone there who was of a similar awareness as, you know, any person of color with common sense, or any this person with common sense.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah. Right?
Treat this shit like the airport, y'all. If you
it's
are
true.
A white person or a brown person, I don't care. We got to look out for each other in these moments.
Mm-hmm.
If you see something, say something. You're going to save your company a lot of pain, and you're going to save a lot of people a lot of pain and annoyance.
Because I would have... And even if it was, like, a situation where I didn't feel comfortable to, like, directly address it, I'm petty, so I would have, like, printed out one of the old soap, like, menstrual soap advertisements and literally posted it right there. Like, here you go.
Right.
Here's some inspiration.
Here's my point across.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. Now I'm being
serious. Guys. It's gonna keep happening, but I'm hopeful, maybe. No, I'm not. I'm not hopeful. It's gonna happen again.
Well, that's why we started discussing this already. Like, the episode that's coming up is Here Are All the Black People, which is an event that's focused on getting more people of color into these industries. And so, you know, it's gonna hopefully balance and... I have to be hopeful that it's going to balance in the coming years as the industry is diversifying and there are more voices and not just one solo person of color having to speak up for everything and everyone. Because if there's more, there's strength in numbers, and you will feel comfortable to call out stuff like that when you see it in the office or when you see it before. It's leaving these idea walls.
God. I hope so. You guys, that was fast.
Oh, Dove yeah. It's going to be like a visual shock. Like,
Dove is on notice. For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not even surprised at this point. That makes me feel worse, but it's just like, oh, this happened. Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Well, that's not right.
No, no, it doesn't. And it kind of makes me put into question also, like, the rest of their advertising, because, like, if this is the kind of thing that they're, like, comfortably putting out without a second thought, then, like, what's the rest of this stuff? Is this all just for show? Is this, like, using diversity purely for marketing as opposed to just, like, because it's good? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Right. And the thing is, they have a history of fucking up when it comes to this stuff. Like, it's not...
They do.
The thing. So.
They have a bottle of... I think it was... let me remember. It was, like, sunscreen or something, or, like, lotion. And it was one of the sort of subtitle underneath was for normal to dark skin.
Right. And it's, like... It's, like... Yes, we understand the point of that is, like, you're trying to warn certain dark people, like, maybe you don't want to wear this ashy lotion. Appreciate the watch out.
Yeah.
But normal means white, and that's a problem. And y'all need to be
thinking
about that.
Right.
It's what happens when you mix things in a bubble, in a bubble of sameness. So I really hope that in the years to come, that bubble bursts, and there are just more diverse voices at the table to just, like, have these conversations before something gets posted on social media, and y'all got to apologize a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, guys, anybody who's listening, just, you know, wash your body with what you want to wash it with. You're not dirty. You're beautiful. Bring your beautiful bodies to Honey on October 12th to come dance with us. There won't be any soap on the dance floor, so we'll be safe from that. It's not a foam party.
From the Dove soap, so.
Yeah. Or Shea Moisture, we'll be fine. Just come with us. We've got a live show coming up at Fifth Element on Tuesday, October 10th. If you're in town for that, it's 5:00, and it's free. Both events are free. Come party with us. It's already going to be a rough week, I think.
Right. Just wash off the difficulty of this week. Come hang out with us.
Yeah, exactly. Use a soapy truck. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye. Bye.